Now let's take what feels like a step back for a moment to a simpler time. The Allegheny Front's Janelle Pfeiffer introduces us to a traditional white oak basket weaver as he demonstrates his work at a festival. This piece first aired last year and just received award recognition from both the Western Pennsylvania Press Club and the Pennsylvania Associated Press Broadcasters Association.
It's a gray and breezy afternoon in Somerset as Bill Hill props a white oak log on its end and prepares to use a big bladed tool to split the wood and wrench it apart.
So I'm going to see if I can split this, if it's not too heavy.
He takes a wide stance and his knuckles turn a little white.
But I'll continue to lever this wood apart.
White oak has lots of fibers, part of the reason why it's so great for weaving baskets, and also why it can be a bit of a bear to separate.
So you don't have to go to the gym when you're doing this kind of work.
Hill's been working with white oak for 60 years, since he was an 8-year-old kid growing up in Alabama.
I helped my grandpa put seats in 2 rocking chairs for my mother, so that's the first time I actually handle splits and help hold them in place and help weave.
Now even at Mountain Craft Days, a festival celebrating traditional crafts, Hill's seen as a sort of relic. Mark Ware is one of the event organizers.
A lot of basket makers today buy the pre-packaged, machine-made materials, but Bill starts with the tree.
Actually, he starts in the woods, looking for the tree. He wants one without any knots or twisted bark.
You want to search for that tree that where the bark feels kind of crumbly on it, so that tells you that it most likely will be good wood. It's not going to be too brittle.
He finds it, cuts it down, and splits the wood until the pieces are thin enough to weave. Getting slivers as thin as a 16th of an inch is much more delicate work. Hill's now using a small knife blade and peeling the wood apart with his fingers.
And this is a part, too, that while it doesn't look all that difficult, there's a certain feel to it that you get with practice.
It's the same way with weaving. Hill can now recite patterns he's used for years. He talks about the intricacies of making a square basket versus a round one, and of double lashing the handle so it's good and strong.
And then finally I finish it off with the decorative braid here, that's sort of the signature. And then, you know, you have a basket that will last you, well, I have some 150 years old.
This is worth saying again. He has baskets that are 150 years old. And they aren't sitting in a glass case somewhere either. They're fully functional.
That's what we made the basket for, was for eggs or for picking beans or for gathering berries or corn or a cotton basket, the biggest one that I have there.
Hill doesn't spend all that much time on the farm anymore. Now he lives and works in Munhall, PA. And all this begs the question, where does the tradition go from here? Here's Mark Ware.
Well, historically, it was passed down generation to generation, but in this day and age, it doesn't necessarily follow that anymore.
This is even the case in Hill's family.
I'm the youngest of 4 boys in my family. I'm the only one that actually started making baskets. My other brothers never took an interest in it.
And this is half the reason Hill's demonstrating today. He's not selling baskets. He's just showing people how to make them. Because ultimately, that's what he wants his audience to do. He says there's still a smattering of people around who've grown up with the trade.
Some in Virginia, some in Florida, some in the Ozarks, some in Tennessee.
But there's not all that many. Still, Hill's confident the tradition won't fade away. So he spends time demonstrating throughout Pennsylvania, a state where white oak trees are among the most common.
So Pittsburgh and Pennsylvania, it's a great place to be. Of course, the name Pennsylvania, Penn's Woods, so it's a great place to have great forests and resources.
Hill may be a man of tradition, but he's not opposed to new tools. Now he's online, using Facebook to reach a new audience. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Janelle Pfeiffer.
And if you're among those who want to keep the tradition going, Bill Hill is offering a basket-making class this spring at the Somerset Historical Center. Please go to our website, alleghenyfront.org, to learn more.